Intro. Hi, this lesson walks you through building a total science noise sweep in Ableton Live 12 for warm tape style grit. We'll use only stock live devices and focus on signal flow, filtering, saturation, dynamics, stereo image and automation, so the sweep sits in your drum and bass mix as subtle harmonic saturation and tape-like warmth rather than harsh digital fizz. Important: the phrase total science noise sweep in Ableton Live 12 for warm tape style grit will be implemented exactly by following these steps. Lesson overview and goals. By the end, you'll have a short 1-to-8 bar noise sweep made from two layered noise sources, a filtered body and a bright sizzle processed with parallel saturation, subtle modulation and return buses for reverb and tape parallel blue. You'll automate filter motion and use sidechain so the sweep breathes with the drums and never masks the low end. Step by step walkthrough. A. Prep. Live set and routing. Start by creating two new tracks, a MIDI track called Noise Body and another called Noise Sizzle. Create a return track named FX, Reverb, and set its initial send level to around -12 dB. Create a second return named Tape Parallel for parallel saturation. Put a utility and a saturator in that return, and leave the returns dry/wet at Unity, for now. B. Create the noise sources on Noise Body. Insert operator. Turn off oscillators A, B, and C. Enable oscillator D and set its waveform to noise. Set OSC D level to around -6 dB so you have headroom. Create a short MIDI clip that holds a single long note for the sweep length. On Noise Sizzle, use either wave-eatable with OSC 1 set to a bright noise option, or use simpler loaded with a looped white noise sample. Lower the level to around -9 to -12 dB and plan to blend by ear. C. Filtering and sweep shape on Noise Body. Add auto filter immediately after operator, then add EQ 8 after that. Order should be operator right arrow auto filter right arrow EQ 8 right arrow saturator right arrow erosion right arrow utility. Set auto filter to low pass 24 dB. Start cutoff around 200 to 300 Hz for a dark beginning, and keep resonance low around 0.1 to 0.3. If you want more character, nudge resonance to 0.4. On Noise Sizzle, add auto filter too, but use high pass 12 dB or a band pass centered between roughly 2 and 6 kHz. Start cutoff around 2.5 to 3 kHz so this layer stays bright, but controlled. Automate the cutoffs in arrangement or via LFO. For Noise Body, automate cutoff from about 200 Hz up to 8 to 10 kHz over the sweep. Ease the first half slower and accelerate toward the end. Use curved automation points. For Noise Sizzle, automate from 3 kHz to around 11 kHz faster and slightly later than the body, so the sizzle pokes through at the climax. D. Warm tape style grit. Saturation. Modulation. Width. Place a saturator after EQ on both tracks. Drive should be subtle 1 to 4 dB and use a soft clip curve. Keep output at Unity. After saturator on Noise Body, add erosion in noise mode at roughly 6 to 12% to add tape-like randomized high-frequency content. Then add a frequency shifter with a tiny amount, say 0.01 to 0.15, and set dry/wet to around 10 to 15% to simulate slight wow and flutter. Manage stereo with utility. For the body, consider a frequency split technique. Duplicate the body, low pass one copy at about 300 Hz and set utility width to zero so the lows are mono. Keep the higher band wider around 100 to 140% for stereo sizzle. Alternatively, on Noise Sizzle, use auto pan at a very low rate, 0.05 to 0.2 Hz, with a tiny amount to mimic tape well. E. EQ and dynamics for mix placement. Use EQ 8 after saturation to protect the low end and tame highs. Put a gentle high pass at 40 to 80 Hz on both tracks. If the sizzle gets harsh, apply a -3 dB shelf around 10 to 12 kHz. If the body feels thin, a small narrow mid bump around 200 to 800 Hz can add presence. Group the tracks and add a glue compressor on the group. Use slow attack of 10 to 30 ms. Medium release, ratio around 2:1, and set threshold so it compresses about 1 to 3 dB. This gives gentle glue and simulates tape compression. F. Parallel processing and reverb. Send some of each noise track to FX reverb. Use hybrid reverb or reverb with a long decay of 2 to 4 seconds and a pre-delay of 40 to 80 ms. Low pass the reverb tail around 6 to 8 kHz to keep it warm and keep send levels subtle around -6 to -12 dB. Send a small amount to the tape parallel return. In that return, push the saturator harder around 4 to 6 dB. Drive at a glue compressor with a faster attack and a warm shelving EQ. Blend this return low to taste to add analog weight without blurring the original. G. Mix levels, sidechain and final automation. Add sidechain compression so the sweep ducks around the kick. On the body group, use a compressor with sidechain input from the kick or kick plus snare bus. Try ratio 3:1, attack 5 to 10 ms, release between 80 and 200 ms and set threshold so the sweep ducks slightly when the kick hits. Automate final utility gain. So the sweep sits roughly minus 12 to minus 8 dB below the drop, use automation rather than permanent boosting. Automate stereo width to be slightly narrower at the climax for better mono compatibility. H. Render and save. When you're happy, bounce the sweep to audio, either freeze and flatten or resample to a new track, so you can treat it as an effects sample. Save your device chain as an instrument or audio effect rack. Name Total Science Noise Sweep. Tape grit for reuse. Common mistakes to avoid: don't overdrive saturator too much, will make the top end harsh and compete with cymbals. Always mono the low frequencies to avoid phase issues. Keep sub content strictly mono. If highs get out of control, reduce erosion, lower the sizzle cutoff, or apply a gentle high shelf cut or de-esser. And don't skip sidechain without it, the sweep will mask the track's pulse. Finally, smooth automation curves, abrupt linear changes sound digital. Pro tips: use two filters with different behaviors. A slow low pass on the body and a faster resonant band pass on the sizzle for layered motion. Add a micro delay of 20 to 40 ms on the high sizzle for perceived width. Use a short, low pass reverb on the body and a long brighter reverb on the sizzle. Automate erosion sample rate or use tiny frequency shifter modulation for extra analog emotion. Try parallel tape emulation, duplicate, heavily saturate and compress the duplicate, then blend low. Mini practice exercise: make a 4-bar sweep into your next drop. Noise body, operator plus auto filter LP automated from 200 Hz to 7 kHz over 4 bars. Noise sizzle, wave edible plus auto filter HP from 3 kHz to 12 kHz starting bar 3. Saturator at 2 dB, drive on the body, erosion at 8% and frequency shifter at 0.05. Send 25% to a return with 3-second reverb low pass at 6 kHz. Sidechain the group to your kick so the sweep ducks each bar. Render the result as a one-shot and paste it over the drop. Adjust levels by ear. Recap: you now have a clear workflow to create a Total Science Noise Sweep in Ableton Live 12 for warm tape style grit using stock devices, layered noise sources, auto filter automation for movement, subtle saturator plus erosion plus frequency shifter for tape color, mono low end, parallel returns for reverb and tape glue, and sidechain to keep the sweep mix friendly. Save the chain as a rack and keep a template for fast recall. Closing: think of the sweep as an instrument. Reference it in context. Automate with curves and use parallel saturation as a character knob. Keep it musical and subtle. This is about harmonic emergence and tension, not maximum loudness. Now open your live set and start building.